USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are continuing to make opening statements in the Senate trial of President Trump. California Democrat Adam Schiff says the president abused his power for personal and political gain.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in our democratic elections, abusing the power of his office to seek help from abroad to improve his reelection prospects at home.
As far as what we can expect to hear from President Trump's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, one of the president's attorneys, says,
"We will challenge aggressively the case that they're putting forward based on what we're hearing, and we also have an affirmative case that we're going to make as well, so we're going to do both."
Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 10 points to finish at 29,186. The S&P improved 1 to finish at 33,32. The NASDAQ added 13. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap the skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
Attorney General William Barr is unveiling a new presidential commission on law enforcement. Barr says the new commission is meant to address problems plaguing law enforcement, including advances in technology and social issues like homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness. The former CEO of the Grammys is facing a discrimination complaint. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Deborah Dugan filing an explosive sexual harassment and discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences after she was recently placed on administrative leave amid allegations of workplace bullying. She claims she was sexually harassed by the general counsel to the academy and put on administrative leave for raising numerous concerns about goings-on at the Grammys. For instance, she says the academy's board manipulates the Grammy nomination process. Her dismissal became public last week, 10 days before this year's Grammy Awards telecast, which is coming up this Sunday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A little bit more in depth on one of our top stories. As the Senate trial against President Trump continues on Wednesday, what's going on inside the Senate chambers? Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, says most senators are paying attention to the proceedings.
Well, some senators are listening. Some senators are reading the briefs. I didn't see any senator who was not focused directly or indirectly on the proceedings. We may have some more motions today. I understand that Senator Schumer is going to try to disqualify the president's counsel, Pat Cipollone.
Why?
He says that he is a fact witness and has a conflict.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido traveled to Colombia on Sunday, defying a court-imposed travel ban to meet with U.S. officials. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reiterated U.S. support of Venezuela's opposition leader and interim president Juan Guaido in his fight against embattled Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro. During a press conference in Bogota, Colombia, Pompeo lavished praise on Guaido, calling him a great leader who will bring democracy to the socialist South American nation. He also emphasized that nearly 60 countries have recognized Guaido as the interim leader of Venezuela.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.